Lecture 9, The World of the Cro-Magnons.
With Lecture 9, we rarely hit much more solid archaeological ground. In this lecture, we're going to talk about the first settlement of Europe by modern humans, known commonly to archaeologists as Cro-Magnons. And this first settlement took place sometime shortly after 45,000 years ago. The compass of this lecture is about 45,000 to 15,000 years before present. We're really beginning to narrow the chronological span of the topics we talk about here. This lecture begins with a discussion of the cognitive fluidity which gave modern humans advantages over much more archaic people. We're then going to describe the European environment during the late Ice Age, the distinctive technology developed by Cro-Magnons, which were part of their adaptation to this very challenging environment. And then we'll talk about the first settlement itself, between about 45 and 38,000 years ago. In this lecture, we're also going to stress that the Neanderthals survived alongside the newcomers for about 5 to 10,000 years. And then we'll describe the important developments which took hold in Cro-Magnon society, one of the first human societies which brought together the living and the spiritual worlds. And finally, we'll analyze some of the general features of Cro-Magnon society and its economic basis. Last time, I emphasized that there was this sudden cognitive explosion, if that's the right word, in humanity, somewhere around 70,000 years ago. This is one of the big debates of archaeology at the moment. When did humans acquire the full cognitive abilities and potential that we have today? Most people seem to think it was before 50,000 years ago, maybe 70,000. But we do know that after 50,000 years ago, there were a series of rapid cultural explosions in southwestern Asia and later in Europe. Both of these being areas where the original breeding populations of modern humans may not have exceeded 50 people, or at the most, a few hundred individuals. Another interesting point about this. There was rapid cultural change in one area, but not in others. For example, the blade technology, which I talked about last time, which developed in southwestern Asia, these parallel-sided flakes, which really are blades, first developed in southwestern Asia. The earliest known art appeared in Europe. Australia was settled sometime after 40,000 years, perhaps 35,000 years before present. The important thing is that only after 30,000 years ago, which really is somewhat of a baseline date in prehistory, did rapid cultural change take hold in all parts of the Old World, and considerably later in the Americas. By this time, humankind had the ability to bring together the natural and social worlds in a synthesis, which is characteristic of many human societies today. In many societies, human existence is lived surrounded by the forces of a little understood symbolic world, and the spiritual and the living material worlds flow one into the other, giving explanations, contexts for day-to-day existence. It is as if you were in a medieval chapel and moving from the main nave into the outside, a medieval cathedral, I should say, moving from the nave into the chapels at the outskirts and coming back into the middle. Tremendous cognitive fluidity, a flexibility, which gave modern humans a compelling advantage over more archaic people. The environmental setting was very challenging. As we said in the Neanderthal lecture, the Neanderthals lived at a time of extreme cold. But this wasn't cold all the time. There were constant fluctuations and frequent short periods of much more temperate conditions.